KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. Governor Schwarzenegger today unveils his $116 billion state budget. The governor will call for increased funding for education, health care, and transportation, not including tens of billions of dollars in state bonds he wants voters to approve. Yesterday, State Treasurer Phil Angelides, who's running for governor, said Schwarzenegger's plan is full of, quote, hype and gimmicks. And a state assembly committee today holds a hearing on a bill to delay executions until 2009 so a state panel can study the issue of wrongful executions. Yesterday, a group of current and former prosecutors sent a letter endorsing the plan. The next execution at San Quentin is scheduled 1 week from today. There are now 646 prisoners on California's death row. At the state Supreme Court today, the city of Berkeley squares off against the Boy Scouts of America in a case involving gay rights and free speech. Berkeley allows nonprofit organizations to use the piers at Berkeley's marina for free. But in 1998, Berkeley passed an ordinance ending city subsidies to groups that discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation. The Berkeley Sea Scouts couldn't abide by the city's non-discrimination pledge and maintain its charter with the Boy Scouts of America, which bans gay scouts. When the city began charging the Sea Scouts a docking fee of more than $500 a month, the group sued, claiming Berkeley was violating the local scouts' rights to free speech and free association. Two lower courts ruled against the scouts, and the high court takes up their case today. Attorney Harold Johnson of the Pacific Legal Foundation is representing some of the Sea Scouts. He says the case is important for all private organizations across the political spectrum.
Because if the Sea Scouts today can be punished by Berkeley for ideological reasons because they don't pass some litmus test at Berkeley City Hall, tomorrow some other group from another perspective can be punished by government. And it isn't fair, it isn't right, and it isn't constitutional.
But Jeff Coors of the gay rights group Equality California says the issue isn't free speech. It's whether cities can deny subsidies to groups that violate their policies.
Well, they're absolutely entitled to free speech and free association, but government doesn't have to subsidize it by giving an organization that discriminates free use of government property.
This is the first day of oral arguments for Associate Justice Carol Corrigan, who was confirmed last week. Court observers will be watching where she comes down on this issue for clues about her thoughts on gay marriage, a hot-button issue likely heading to the high court in the next year or so. It was 1 year ago today that a massive mudslide killed 10 people in La Conchita. The disaster left residents of the tiny coastal town looking warily at the hill above them and begging Ventura County to shore it up. But the county won't budge, nor will the state, saying it's impossible to come up with a sure way to stabilize the hillside. Frank Stoltz of KPCC reports.
To find La Conchita, you drive 80 miles north, out of Los Angeles, through Thousand Oaks, and into Ventura.
As you leave the city of Ventura and head up the coast towards Santa Barbara, the ocean comes into view. You can see the surfers riding the waves. The coastal bluffs move in tight here, close to the beach. La Conchita sits about a mile up the coast.
300 people live here in big two-story stuccos and little mobile homes wedged between the bluffs and the 101 freeway. Lawyers and welders who work in Ventura, surf bums, and retirees like 58-year-old Mike Bell and his wife. Bell grew up in the San Fernando Valley, spent 25 years with the L.A. Department of Water and Power before moving to La Conchita in 1999.
We are so absolutely fortunate. I mean, I wake up in the morning, raise my head up on my pillow, and I'm looking at the Pacific Ocean and the Channel Islands. Life doesn't get any better than this.
Bell stands in sweatpants in front of his home. He looks up at the towering 600-foot bluff where 400,000 tons of mud came down and buried a dozen homes after days of heavy rain.
So we stood here and watched it fall from the time it started to move until it was completely silent and done moving was less than 15 seconds. And we went down two streets and up, and we could hear people screaming, and it was horrible because you knew that there were homes that were gone. You knew that there were people trapped.
Among the 10 who died, a mother and her three children. The tragedy got national attention, and Governor Schwarzenegger paid a visit. He was asked, would he help?
I would say that I'm going to help them.
We do everything we can to make it a safe area, and they can stay here.
30-year resident Karen Orne was there when the governor spoke.
He said he would help us fix our village so that we could return home and not have to live in fear. So I don't know. I'm still waiting for his promise.
Now, a year later, residents say they're hoping for a meeting with state and county officials soon. But the State Office of Emergency Services did not return phone calls for comment. And Ventura County Supervisor Steve Bennett, who represents the area, says he's worried about the liability.
If the taxpayers don't do anything, the taxpayers are not liable. But if the taxpayers go in and try to make it safe, and then the hill comes down after you've done something to make it safe, you've now exposed the taxpayers of Ventura County.
Residents have filed dozens of legal claims against the county, saying it should have made the town safe after a 1995 slide. But Randy Gibson of the U.S. Geological Survey wonders if it can be made safe. He calls La Conchita landslide hell. The problem is the weak marine clay that builds the bluff above.
Because of the tectonics of Southern California along the San Andreas Fault Zone there, this weak material is being shoved up into the air more quickly than its strength can maintain. It simply can't hold itself up.
Gibson says an earthquake, groundwater, or heavy rains are all triggers for the inevitable next slide.
I wouldn't feel very comfortable staying there during the wet season while a storm was blowing in.
He's not the only one. 50-year-old Billy Hayes left La Conchita during the last rainstorm and plans to move out permanently.
I do not like that mountain, not even a little bit. I'm gone since the first chance I get, so I am not staying.
But most stay because they love La Conchita, even if there's a county sign now that warns, enter at your own risk. For the California Report, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, January 10th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation, committed to improving California's healthcare delivery and financing systems, on the web at chcf.org. Charitable Auto Resources, a full-service vehicle donation program management firm, which helps nonprofit organizations increase their revenue, online at charitableautoresources.com. And the James Irvine Foundation, sponsoring the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards, with information online at www.irvine.org.